Oh, hi, David.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment.
You didn't get my message.
No, I didn't. Maybe it went to customer support.
No, it had your name was on it. Anyways, I'm going through a very rough time. It's supposed to end this week.
Okay.
It's just, please. I mean, we didn't do a whole lot yet, but it has no point. Doesn't have anything to do with it. I know I owe you the money. We still got to set a bunch of shit up, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't really worried about it because I was trying to make ends meet.
Okay.
But I should have it by the end of the week. If not next week, beginning of next week, and we should be back on track. It's just rough right now. It's very rough.
I understand. Okay. So I want to give you an option. We can still wait until next week if you need more time. That's not a problem. But
thank
I want
you.
To let you know, oh, of course, $100 of your subscription actually goes to Facebook ads. So what some people do if they hit a tight spot is they remove the Facebook ads, and that would lower your subscription to $149. And the reason I suggest that is if that helps you out at all next week to charge $149 instead of $249, you could always call back later and put the Facebook ads on again if you wanted to.
Okay. And then can we decide that next week?
Yes. Yeah, the only thing is the system, when it does try to process it, it will automatically try to process it for the $249.
It's okay. It is what it is. You know what? It is what it is. Tell me this, please.
Yes.
Like, I've been totally blowing you guys off before I owed you the money because I'm just – it's just rough right now.
Okay, I get it.
What about setting the other stuff up that was supposed to get done. Like, I know I need to get you pictures and this and that for, oh God, I'm lost for words right now.
For the website and the Google page.
Thank you.
No problem.
I'm like stuck on stupid.
You're funny. So what we do in the meantime, Dave, is we use stock photos, but you can absolutely send us your regular photos and we'll put them up there for you.
Okay.
If it's easier, you could just email it to photos@localsplash.com. Do you want me to text that email address to you just so you have it?
Pretty please.
Of course.
Text that to me, and then I'll have it. I'll lock it in. And I'll start sending you, I'll start sending them here and there. I've got so many.
Please do.
You know, I'm 55 years old. I've been doing this since I was 16. I mean, I quit taking pictures years ago. You know what I mean? Everybody knows me. Everybody knows me,
exactly.
but I want to move it up. I want to step it up. So hopefully this, and I might have just landed a couple of nice ones, hopefully. A lot of it has to do with what's going to happen. Are we going to have a recession, this, that, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I'm getting into medical build-outs. So.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. So that, like, you know, even when you're in a recession, that actually medical is pretty hot because people have time to do that. People have time to get this fixed. They have time to get that fixed. It's either that or be a drug dealer because everybody's high too because they're home.
Oh my goodness.
That's who made all the money last time.
Really? Wow.
Oh my God. Everybody, what state are you in?
I'm in California.
Oh, okay. Well, then you know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And here too, Detroit's like, whew, rough. You know?
Yeah.
Thank God I'm an hour above Detroit, but
So, one thing that I think will help you in the meantime, and I just tell you this out of respect because you've mentioned you've been busy and you've been blowing us off, is that your Google listing has already been verified and it's already published, but you don't have any reviews on there yet. So I'm going to send you a review generator email, and it will help you get that 5-star rating on Google.
How does that work?
It's already hyperlinked together with your Google page, and it will say, you know, something along the lines of, thanks for using Dave's Carpentry Commercial and Residential, and if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple... I need to get a bunch of people
that I did work for to do that?
Yes, but when you say a bunch of people, what I always recommend is, let's say that you have 100 past clients that you think would write something nice about you, rather than forwarding this out 100 times right now, send out maybe 5 or 10 of them a week. Because if you have no Google reviews and all of a sudden you get 20 of them flooding in, and then over the next several weeks you get nothing, it will look suspicious to a client. They'll say, how come he got, you know, back in October, he got a bunch of reviews, but nothing since then.
See, that's why I hate doing residential, because they're paranoid.
You're probably right. They are.
Oh, no. Commercials, more money, and they're like, do you need some money now? Can I get you some money?
Yeah, exactly.
Residential, they're like, what do you mean you need a payment?
Yeah, I think that happens because, you know, it's easy to spend someone else's money. I get that, too, when we sign on a corporation and it's some, you know, accounts payable person that just spends the company's money. Those are the easiest ones to get it from, you know.
Right. Well, that and, you know, like, if it's a business that they need done, because they're waiting on us to make money, they're throwing it.
They want you done.
The faster they
can get it to you, the better.
Yeah. I built stores and malls for 15 years, all up and down the East Coast.
Wow, really?
They throw work at you. You know, Limited Learners, Vicky's Express, a lot of limited corporations work, restaurants, so on and so forth. And that's an area where, like my old boss, they call them up. Hey, I think you missed something on the prints. They want you to do the next one and the next one and the next one because they're going to get better and better and better job. They know you're going to make more and more and more money. They don't give a shit about that. They want the place open.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah, they want it nicer and nicer. Yeah. Anyways, I'm a bullshitter. I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later.
No,
thank you very much.
I enjoyed talking to you. Yep, I'll get this out to you in the meantime, and I'll follow up next week, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Please do not stop falling up with me because I got to be pushed right now. Thank you.
I'll stay on top of it, David. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Have a nice rest of the day, too, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sir. Okay, bye-bye.